It's hard not to think about disasters during fire season, but during the winter months, emergency officials worry that we don't think carefully enough about planning for other scenarios. Well, the Sonoma County Library is working to change that by hosting a series of classes on emergency preparedness. As part of our continuing coverage on that series, KRCB's Addie White reports on what attendees of the first class learned about packing emergency kits.
Preparedness coordinator Dan Widger agreed to volunteer with the Sonoma County Emergency Management Department shortly after finding out who was heading it.
Chris Godley, who runs it, was one of my commanders in the National Guard. And when I saw that he'd taken it over, I said, hey, do you need some help? Out of loyalty to him and wanting to help people in the county, that's why I like doing this.
The County Emergency Management Department is partnering with the library to host a series of preparedness classes at 12 branches across the county. Widger volunteered to teach the very first class on packing emergency kits at the Petaluma Library. Emergency kits were a daily part of life while he was deployed in Iraq and Bosnia.
As a team leader, the platoon sergeant, I would go over and review everything. The team leaders would go through, they go through it, and then I would double, triple check everything. And you'd make sure you had extra food, water, fuel. Okay, we're going to take that sort of planning and stuff here, and we're going to apply it to the civilian world.
Here in the North Bay, Widger has survived several floods, fires, and an earthquake. It's why he's confident he knows what to put in a kit and how to teach others to tailor a kit to their needs. After he taught a nearly two-hour-long seminar to a packed room of library patrons, I asked him to give me a tour of his emergency kit. The first thing he pulls out is a Mylar blanket. It's designed to keep the body from losing heat. He shakes it out to show me what it looks like.
It's waterproof. You can also use it for signaling. So if you're out somewhere in the woods, it's a bright, shiny aluminum foil looking thing that people can see for miles away. You could hold it up, and we went backpacking. We had a group that got lost. We told them on the radio, pull out your emergency blanket, open it up. We could see them. Then we could figure out where they were, and we walked over and brought them back to the camp.
The next essential is an emergency radio. He recommends buying one that carries the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, weather network to monitor emergency conditions. His can be charged with a hand crank, solar panel, or batteries.
Most people know in an emergency, your cell phone may not work. You may not pick up a signal, but you can have a backup radio. This radio could get in one of your local radio stations. It also has NOAA. What we do is in Sonoma County, we have it set up where they can put out emergency alerts for us.
Other necessities in his bag are flashlights, a first aid kit, a change of clothes, and enough non-perishable food and water to last several days.
Some of the problems we have during a disaster is a shelter may not open up right away. It may take hours or maybe days before a shelter can open up. So you need to go somewhere, maybe you find a parking lot at a shopping center that you can park in, but there's no power in the grocery store, so you can't get anything. Oh, I'll just pull out my bag. I've got some food and water in here and snacks, whatever else, I'm good. I can stay here and last maybe a day or so.
Widger will teach this class again at the Windsor Library on January 29th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. But emergency kits are practically useless, he tells me, if you don't have a plan or practice using them. The follow-up class on planning and practicing for disasters will be on February 5th from 6:30 to 8 at the Windsor Library. I'm Addie White for KRCB's North Bay Report.
You can find a link to the complete schedule of emergency preparedness classes offered by the Sonoma County Library, plus find a list of what should be in your emergency kit at norcalpublicmedia.org.